This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Rick Echter, who is with Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit. Good evening, Rick. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you today?
I like that greeting. I like that a lot. Well, I'm very well. Thank you so much. I wanted to get a hold of you after hearing about a very interesting dinner on Monday night in the Detroit area at a restaurant called the Blue Point Restaurant. Tell me what went on there, Rick.
Oh, we had an epic history-making dinner within the city of Detroit on Monday. We had what we billed as the first ever open carry dinner within the city limits of Detroit. This was an event in which law-abiding citizens who were willing and able to lawfully and responsibly exercise their Second Amendment right to bear a firearm. And what made this event particularly newsworthy, one, is that it happened in Detroit. Law-abiding citizens within Detroit who were visibly, openly armed for the public to see.
And how many people showed up?
Estimates are really hard. I know that I had 50 paid diners, that is, people who wanted to actually sit and eat, but we didn't just bar individuals who didn't want to dine. A lot of other people came in to just participate and fellowship with other people. I put it easily at 75.
And you were encouraged by this?
I have been very encouraged by the results. By all measures, by all accounts, the event was a smashing success. As we anticipated, there were no issues, no problems. Everyone that was there, they had a great meal at the Blue Point Restaurant. It's one of the Dave Muir restaurants. It was an awesome meal that they served over there on the east side of Detroit. We had live entertainment. We had a jazz band headlined by a very good friend of mine, well-known entertainer by the name of Les Williams here in the city of Detroit. It was just a truly awesome event. It was well covered by the media. All of the news stations, TV stations were there, and we got the word out, which was the main focus of this event, was to raise awareness that open carry of a firearm is legal in the state of Michigan.
And that was my next question. What was the main purpose? Now, and a lot of people aren't aware that it's perfectly legal to walk around with a holstered pistol.
That is correct, with a holstered, openly displayed pistol. When I say openly displayed, think of like your typical police officer. You see a police officer, he has that gun on his hip. You see all of that gun, and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that officer is armed. That is how the participants at our dinner were armed. There was absolutely no question that that person had a gun in their possession. You know, in the state of Michigan, as long as you're 18 years of age and you do have that firearm, that handgun, that pistol, registered in your name, and part of the registration process is that prevailing law enforcement agency running a background check and making sure that you still have your firearm rights intact. Also, you can't be in a vehicle. You're on foot. For us, we were on the grounds and inside the restaurant. And you're on foot, and that the handgun is completely visible. You can do that without any special permit.
Well, and I think there are a lot of people who are kind of surprised to hear that.
Well, and for those people, that is the whole purpose of the event, to raise the awareness and let folks know that it is completely legal. It has always been legal. Michigan had been officially admitted into the Union, if I'm not mistaken, in 1837. It's been legal. It's a right that's enshrined in both the national Constitution and also in the state of Michigan Constitution, Article 1, Section 6.
And you also, of course, as I mentioned, are with Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit, and you teach CPL classes, concealed pistol license classes.
That is correct. I am credentialed by the National Rifle Association to be an appointed training counselor, which is like a level up from instructor. Part of that designation means that I am credentialed by the NRA on an appointed basis to train law-abiding citizens to be firearms instructors for the fields for which I'm credentialed. I'm credentialed for home firearm safety, basic pistol, basic rifle, basic shotgun, personal protection, which is the CCW/CPL class metallic cartridge, shotgun shell reloading, range safety officer. I am a chief range safety officer. I'm also a life member of the NRA and an NRA membership recruiter. I also run a blog. I'm the most prolific gun rights blogger in the state of Michigan. That blog is at legallyarmedindetroit.com.
LAID.
LAID is the acronym, but the domain name is spelled all the way out, legallyarmedindetroit.com.
I did find that. And in full disclosure, some of my listeners are aware that I do have a CPL. I do have a concealed pistol license. Why do you think, or let me rephrase that, do you think that open carry has a deterrent effect on the bad guys?
I believe it has a very strong deterrent effect on bad guys when they go through their victim selection process. Being a bad guy, that is a predator, whether he's a carjacker, a robber, or a rapist, these are individuals who don't have a very good health care plan with regards to their trade. When they select a victim, they want someone who's going to be easy prey, someone that they can quickly overpower and get the transaction, if you will, done in a relatively short and safe for them period of time. And if a criminal or a bad guy notices someone who is openly carrying, it is my contention and belief that those individuals would probably select someone that they deem to be a safer target.
Now, part of some of the information I read about you, Rick, was the statement that, you know, cops can't be anywhere, everywhere. You need to protect yourself.
That is true, and it's not only true within the city limits of Detroit. I'm finding it to be true in the outer-lying areas, the greater Detroit area, Tri-County area, and I'm seeing a lot of disturbing things statewide. Police, I mean, they're doing a valiant job. I mean, my hat is off to them. You know, they're doing a hard job. It's dangerous. Budgets are being cut. They don't have as many officers as they need to do their job. And quite frankly, they can't be everywhere. And a lot of times, by the time that they get there on the scene, the crime had happened a long time ago. As a matter of fact, in the city of Detroit, if you call 911, you are likely to be put on hold and listen to a recording for a while before you can even talk to a dispatcher.
And that
having
is,
said,
go ahead.
Having said all of that, if being safe is a priority for you, and if you are of the mind that you are willing to exercise more involvement in your personal safety, you should look into what it takes to legally, responsibly, and morally handle and use a firearm.
Would you encourage people to get a CPL license instead of just open carrying?
I'm a CPL licensee, and I open carry a lot, so I actually do both. Definitely, I would encourage folks who want to exercise more responsibility for their safety to look in owning a firearm. And if they're going to own it, I want them to legally know how to use it and how to carry it. If you want to carry it concealed, you can go through the licensing process and get certified to safely use that firearm. And if you want to do it openly, there is information available, particularly on the Internet. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm actually scheduling right now, at least within the city of Detroit, an open carry seminar. I haven't firmed up the date, but I have scouted out a location. And this is something where we're going to have a low-cost event where individuals who are curious about open carry can do it legally, morally, and lawfully, you know, and make sure that all the bases are covered.
Where could people get information on that as you're scheduling it, Rick?
My blog that I mentioned before, legallyarmedindetroit.com.
We have but just about a minute left. Are you seeing a lot more women in your CPL classes?
You know, once again, I'm glad you asked that question. I just taught a CPL class this past Saturday. I keep my class enrollment down because I like that low student-to-teacher interaction. Out of 15 students, only 3 of them were guys. So I had 12 women. It was majority women that were in the class. So, yes, to answer your question very succinctly, I'm seeing a marked increase in the number of women that are stepping up and exercising more involvement in their safety by learning how to safely and legally use a firearm for self-defense.
Well, when I took the class, Rick, here in the Lansing area, there it was about half women and half men out of about 30 people. So I think the statistics are following through. Rick, I appreciate your time tonight to talk about this issue, and I appreciate the insight that you brought to it.
Thank you very much for having me. And if any time in the future you feel that I can offer benefit to you and your listenership, I'd be more than happy to talk to you.
I'm quite sure I'll be calling you again. Thank you. Have a good evening, Rick.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Rick Echter of Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.